Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Chaf Hey. We are up to Sif Beis, the third to last line on page 570. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios Be'echar B'Shabbos. We discussed in Sif Aleph when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, and now in Sif Beis we discuss when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday. So Maftirin b'Shabbos shelofanav, we read as the Haftorah the day before on Shabbos, Vayomer lo Yehunasan Mocher Chodesh. The Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh, the Ramah says, Ve'ein dochen ania soara velo shimu mishum Mocher Chodesh. Says the Ramah, although the Mechaber told us that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, we change the Haftorah on Shabbos, but Zok the Ramah, when Rosh Chodesh Elul falls on Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, we do not move from those special Haftorahs that we read. The Im Rosh Chodesh Neyomim, if Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Shabbos v'Yom Rishon, it's Shabbos and Sunday, so Maftirin HaShemayim Kisi, then we read on Shabbos the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is HaShemayim Kisi. V'nohagim lomer achakav pasuk rishon u'pasuk achron me'aftoras v'yomer lo Yehunasan. So since Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Sunday, so we read the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but since Sunday is also Rosh Chodesh, after we finish the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Haftorah, we'll read the first pasuk and the last pasuk of the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh. L'zecher shemocher gamkein hu Rosh Chodesh, to commemorate that also the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim she'en lahafsik minavi lenavi. Some say that you should not make any hafsik from one navi to another navi. V'ein omrim rak haftaros Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, they say that when Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Sunday, you just read the haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you do not add on psukim because it is in a different navi. V'chein ohagin, and that is our minhag. Avol, im haftorah ba'oso navi osin kein. But if the Haftorah that you want to change to would be within the same Navi, then you would be able to do it. So too, if there is a Chasan that is there on Rosh Chodesh or other special Shabbosos, she'ein dochen Haftorah. In a case where you're not going to switch the Haftorah, so if it's going to be within the same Navi, you'll add on Psukim for the Chasan. If not, you will skip it. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan test, Velo Shemu. So the Mechaber told us when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, we have a special Haftorah on the Shabbos before, which is Mocher Chodesh. The Ramah said, but we don't push off Aniyah Sohara, and we don't push off Shemu because of Mocher Chodesh, meaning Rosh Chodesh Adar or Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Sunday, we will not change the Haftorah from that Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, Kasav HaMagen Avram, the Agav Shitva Hizkir Zos Bahagot. Just that Rach Agav, the Ramah mentions the Haftorah of Shemu, the Lo'olam Lo'chal Rosh Chodesh of Be'echar B'Shabbos. Because the emes is Rosh Chodesh Av will never fall on Sunday. Rosh Chodesh Elo will fall on Sunday. Rosh Chodesh Av will never fall on Sunday. Because Rosh Chodesh Av falling on Sunday would mean Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday. And as we know, Tisha B'Av never falls out on Monday. So just that Rach Agav that we're saying you wouldn't push off for Rosh Chodesh Elul, we throw in, you wouldn't push off for Rosh Chodesh Av, but really it's not Nogeya by Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av never falls on Sunday. Sivkotan Yud, Maftirin HaShemayim Kisi. So the Mechaber then said, if Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Shabbos and Sunday, we read the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The Salka Daitach, we might have thought the Yom Sheni de Rosh Chodesh Hu Iker, that since the second day of Rosh Chodesh is really the Iker, that's the first day of the new month, V'naftir b'Shabbos Mocher Chodesh. Therefore, one might have thought that they should read on the Haftorah, Mocher Chodesh, comes the Mechaber and tells us that no, when Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Sunday, so when it's Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yos b'Shabbos, we stick with the regular Haftorah, which is HaShemayim Kisi. Sivkotan Yud Aleph. So the Ramah told us that there are those who say that we don't move from Navi to Navi, and when Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Sunday, we'll just read the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We won't throw in any psukim from the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh. Sivkotan Yeral, the Mishabura says, V'lo misayimim b'psukei the Haftorah Mocher Chodesh, and we don't end off with the psukim from the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh. Sivkotan Yud Beis, im hoya chasna b'Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Lomer means to say, the minhag hu b'Shabbos sheyesh chasan, the minhag is that when there's a Shabbos where the chasan of the week of Eschasen is there, Lidchos Haftoras HaShavua, to push off the regular Haftorah of that week, Vilikros Haftoros Sos Asis Shehu Me'inyona, and rather to read the Haftorah of Sos Asis, which is from the Inyan of Echasen, K'demavur L'kamon B'sosim in Tov Chavches, like we'll see later in Tov Chavches. U'mavur Hashem, and it's explained over there, the Kolzehu B'Shabbosos Da'alma. This is all talking about a regular Shabbos. She'ein Haftorah Shelehem Muskeres B'Shas, where the Haftorah of that Shabbos is not mentioned in the Gemara. Aba Haftorah Sheniskoren B'Shas U'Medrashim, but a special Haftorah which is mentioned specifically in the Gemara or the Medrash, Ein Dochen Osan B'Pnei Chasana, we don't push them off because of the Chasana. She'ein Ze Ela Minug Ba'alma, the whole changing of the Haftorah for the Chasana is only a Minug. V'gam achar shekura'um ein likro sos asis, and therefore after you read these special haftorahs that are mentioned in the Gemara, you do not read at all sos asis, mipnei she'ein medalgim minavi lenavi, because again you can't switch from navi to navi. V'al ze ashmin and kan bahago, on that our Ramah is coming in and saying the al koponim b'mokom she'ein benavi echad, in a situation where they happen to both be from the same navi, kegon b'shabbos rosh chodesh, like Shabbos rosh chodesh shekorin hashemayim kisi, where we read the haftorah of hashemayim kisi shu benavi echad maftorah sos asis, that happens to be in the same navi as the haftorah for the chasen of sos asis. Oz ein litchos sos osis lagamri. Then we would not push off sos osis totally. V'yesh likros mixas mimenu achar sheyisayim hashemayim kisi. And then you would read some part of the haftorah after you finish the main haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of hashemayim kisi. Sefkaten yigimul o b'shar shabbosos. We said if it was a chasna b'rosh chodesh or b'shar shabbosos, kigon hani hamuskarim sosim etovchav ches ayin sham, like the other special shabbosos that are mentioned later on in simin tovchav ches. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, kolal b'muslav b'bracha revi'a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we put together in the fourth bracha both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and we read the special Shmoneh Esrei of Atah Yetzarta, V'chosei Mikadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh HaChadoshim. And we end off that bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh HaChadoshim. Says the Mishabura Sukkot Yodalit, Kolo B'Musaf, Basidurim Kosov B'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh U'B'Shar Yomim Tovim. In the Sidurim they write, for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos that comes together with another Yontif, Achar Shemesayim Korban Shabbos, after you finish saying the Korban of the day of Shabbos, Yisayim, you end off with the following words, Ze Korban Shabbos, V'Korban Hayom Ka'amur, V'chein Kosov B'Sidur of Amram, and that's how it's brought down in the Sidur of Rav Amram Gon. Ochein, however, Kama Posim Kosov D'Havi Yitr Loshon, various Poskim write that this is just an extra language, V'kame Shmaya Galya, and in terms of Shamayim, it is clearly revealed which Karbanos are from Shabbos and which are from Rosh Chodesh or from Yontif, so you don't have to speak it out. V'havi Hefsek, and therefore the saying of this line, Zek Karban Shabbos, the carbon hayom ka'amur is extra, it's a hefsek, v'lochein kasru she'in la'amru, therefore they say not to say it. If you look in most of our sedurim, those words are written in parentheses, it says that some say it, but our minhag is also not to say it. Sefkotan tesvav, mekadesh ha-shabbos, we said that you end the fourth brach l'shmon esrim, mekadesh ha-shabbos v'yishov rosh ha-chadoshim, v'im chosam b'shal shabbos levad, if you end the brach with just Shabbos alone, yotze b'dyevid, you are yotze b'dyevid, since you did mention Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the brach. That concludes Simin Tov Chav Hei, and now we begin Simin Tov Chav Vav Birchas HaLavana Uzmana, the bracha on the moon and its time. This is the Simin about Kiddush Lavana. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, HaRoa Lavana B'Chidusha, one who sees the new moon, Mevarech Asher B'Mamoro Bora Shechokim, that Hashem created the skies with His words. The Ramah says, Ve'in L'Kadesh HaChodesh Ela B'Layla Be'ish HaLavana Zorachas V'Nenim Me'ora. The Ramah says you shouldn't say the brach of Kiddush Levana except at night, at the time when the moon is shining and you could get hanah from its light. So the Mechaber says that when you see the moon in its newness, in its chiddush, you make the brach of Kiddush Levana. And the Ramah says it must be nighttime when the moon is shining and you get hanah from its light. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Aleph, HaRoeh, V'noshim Peturos Milakadish HaLevana. Women are potter from Kiddush Levana, to have a mitzvah sasei she'azman grama, because Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah sasei she'azman grama. The after call mitzvah sasei she'azman grama, no hagos hanoshim shemekaimus mevorachos aleihem. And even though Lefi the Ramah, Lefi the Ashkenazim, all mitzvah as man grama, the minhag is that women do them and make brachos on them. Mikomakom mitzvah zu. Still, this mitzvah ain't srichan lekaima. Women do not mekayim this mitzvah of kiddush levana mishum dehem garmu pigam halavana, because they were responsible for the causing of the flaw in the moon. Since Chava was involved in the original chait of Adam Arishon, and she was the cause, she caused the pekam and the levana, and therefore it's not appropriate for the Noshim to be saying kiddush levana, even lefi those who women normally do mitzvah sishas magrama, and they make brachos on them. V'suma chayiv b'kiddush halevana. A blind person is chayiv in kiddush levana, ki bracha zu niskena al chiddush ha'olam, because this bracha was set up on the newness of the world. V'gam hu nene al yidei she'achirim roim, and the suma also benefits from the fact that other people can see, u'malichin osu al aderach, and they can help lead the suma on the way. V'dome le yotzer ha'ma'oros, and it's similar to the bracha that the suma says of yotzer ha'ma'oros, kein kasu ha'achronim, so write the achronim. V'ayim bebir halacha. When it comes to a katan that reached the age of chinuch, we are mechanichim to say kiddush levana. Kain kasu b'shem Reb Yaakov Emdin. This is how it's brought down b'shem Reb Yaakov Emdin. Says the Chavetz Chaim v'nira dezeu rak l'rabbeinu tam b'simen ayin. It seems that Reb Yaakov Emdin is going just l'fi Rabbeinu Tam from Simen Ayin. Aval l'Rashi sham lo nehira, but according to Rashi over there, it doesn't make sense. V'domi l'kriya shma ayin sham, and it's similar to kriya shma, look over there. So if you look at note number 3, he brings down the famous machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi l'gabe kriyashma. Shekosav ha-shulchan aruch sham shel das Rabbeinu Tam katan sheyegia l'gil chinuch oviv chayu l'chanchol dukros kriyashma. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam is a katan sheyegia l'chinuch. There is a mitzvah on the father to mechanechem in kriyashma. Uladas Rashi, however, Rashi argues and he holds, kevan shakotan eino nimtzim oviv bizman kriyashma. Since the katan is not necessarily around his father bizman kriyashma, it's early in the morning, he might be sleeping, it's later at night, so memeila Rashi holds, eino chayev lechancho likros kriyashma, that there is no chinuch for the mitzvah of kriyashma. V'sayim ha-shulchan aruch sheroi lino kedash Rabbeinu Tam. The shenoruch ends off over there in Siman Ayin, that it is fitting to be Noach like Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, to be Mechanech Katanim in Kriyashma. But back to the Mishnah Berurah, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, when Rav Yaakov Emdin says to Mechanech Katanim, so the Chavetz Chaim says, L'chor, that's going L'fi Rabbeinu Tam, that the same way there's an Inyan to be Mechanech Katanim for Kriyashma, which is later at night, so too Rav Yaakov Emdin saying there's a mitzvah to Mechanech Katanim for Kiddush Levana, which is also later at night. But L'fi Rashi, over there, where there's no chinuch of ketanim for kriyashma, there also would be no chinuch of ketanim over here by kiddush levana. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'efshir," but it's possible that Rav Yaakov Emdin means something else. The kavanoso gamkin, that his intention also is the tov lino kein lachadchila, that it's good lachadchila to be noeg to treat ketanim with chinuch for kiddush levana. Ukamosha pasak sham b'shulchan aruch l'inyan kriyashma ayin sham. So just like the shulchan aruch came out over there in chos kriyashma, like we saw at the end of note number 3, that it's roe lino kedas Rabbeinu Tam, so too it could be that's what Rav Yaakov Emdin means. It's not that he's taking sides in the machlokas and he's passing like Rabbeinu Tam over Rashi. Rather, he's just saying, just like the shulchan aruch over there says, that's how you should be noeg like Rabbeinu Tam. So he's saying the same thing over here. You should be noeg like Rabbeinu Tam. And even though there's a machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, one should be noeg like Rabbeinu Tam and be mechanech his children that are at the proper age to say kiddush levana. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Beis, Ella Balayla. So the Ramah told us we only say kiddush levana at night. La fuke ben hashmoshos. This is coming to exclude the time of twilight. Shalavana niris ktsas, where the moon is visible a little bit, vadayin huyom, but it's still daytime. Sef katan gimel venen in the ora, and you get hanah from its light. Tahainu be'eshes richosa nikeras agabe karka, at a time when the shining of the moon is recognizable on the ground. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, im niskasa alavana ba'ovim, if the moon is covered by clouds. So what's the din? Im ha'ov dak v'kolosh, if the cloud is thin and weak, sheniris halavana mimenu v'neneba, and you could see the moon through there and get hanah from it. So mevarich, then you make the bracha of kiddush levana. V'im ha'onan ov, and if the cloud that's covering the levana is thick, so then ainu mevarich, then you don't make a bracha. Vim hischel levarich. If you started making the bracha, v'yachakach neskase be'ovim, and then it got covered by clouds, gomer habracha, you do finish a bracha, im lo shu mishayer sheteskase alevona be'emtze b'rchasol. Unless you evaluate it from the beginning that the moon's going to get covered in the middle of your bracha, sha'oz lo yaskel b'rchasol, then you never should have started your bracha. V'ayim be'ber alocha. V'hu adinim yesh mosach mavdil b'ino l'bein alevona. The same thing is true. If there's some kind of screen, the Shaar Tzion points out the same thing is if there's glass that is separating between the person and the levana, hadin gamken kemole inyan ovim, it has the same din as when the clouds are covering the moon. Deim hamosach hudav kolush, if this screen or the glass is thin and it's weak and you're able to see through it very easily, sheovre mimenu or halavana, that the oral levana goes through this screen, achu nene mimenu, until you can still get hanah from it. And you could recognize and differentiate between things that you normally would be able to differentiate with the or the levana. So then you can make the bracha on that levana. But if the screen is thicker and you can't get enough and the oil of vana through it, ain't levarach, you shouldn't make the bracha. To have a bracha levatala, that would be a bracha levatala. V'ayin mashek osadnu b'sof ha-simen. Look what we're going to say at the end of the simen. Now I'd like to read a couple of notes over here before we end. Firstly, I'd like to go to the back of the sefer on page 47 at the bottom. Note number 6. We said in the Mishavura that if the clouds are covering the moon, if it's a light cloud that you could see the light of the levana through it, you can make the bracha. Says note number 6, V'hanazu kasa berke Yosef she'ein tzarech shebepoel yena hu me'ora. Says the berke Yosef, it's not the pshat that you actually have to be getting hana from the light of the moon. Elo kol she'me'ira ba'ofen she'roi lehanos me'ora rashai levarech. As long as there's enough light going through that you theoretically could get hana from its light, so then you're allowed to make the bracha, not that you actually have to get the hana. Note number 7, in terms of the levana being covered by the clouds, so we discussed in the Mishabura, if it's a light covering that you can get the hana of the levana through it, it's going to be okay to make a bracha. But if it's thicker, then it's not okay. V'imrak chelka mechusa ba'onam. Let's say part of the moon is covered by the clouds and part of the moon is not covered by the clouds. Sahora hagona shomazana urbal sherasha levarech aloha. Says Shlomo Zalman, you can make a bracha on such a levana. V'chein nota lahokel ha'ish l'avram. And so too the ish l'avram leans towards the lenient side as well. V'haleket Yosha, who is a Talmud of the Chumas Adeshin, writes, Shepam ra Baal Chumas Adeshin rak mitzas melavana. One time, this in fact happened to the Baal Chumas Adeshin that he saw only part of the levana. Kevan shechel kaisa mechusa be'onan, since the other part of it was covered by a cloud. V'afal pikein birach aleh, and still, the Chumas Adeshin in fact made a bracha on the part that was not covered. One other note that I'd like to discuss is back to note number 1. So the Mishabura told us with full confidence that this mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama where noshim are paturos. However, the Chacham Shlomo takes slight issue with that. If you look at note number 1, he writes, "Valmasha nechsheves birchas alavana kemitzvah saseh shazman grama." That which we're considering the Kiddush Levana to be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, hiksha Chacham Shlomo. The Chacham Shlomo asks, "Shasiba she'ein mevarechin al halavana." The reason why we don't make a bracha on the levana acharei emtza chodesh, after the midpoint of the month, he mishum shoz halavana nechseres v'holachas. That's because the levana starts getting smaller. It's not the chiddush halavana, so therefore you can't possibly make the bracha on such a moon. Ve'ein mevarachin al levana rak b'shas chiddusha. We only make the bracha on the levana as it's getting bigger on the chiddush of the levana. V'imkein, and if so, says the Chacham Shlomo, lo hazman gorim es ha-mitzvah. It's not the pshat at the time of the month or of the year is what causes the mitzvah. It's the mitzias of the moon. So he asks, it's not really a mitzvah zman grama. It's not totally on the zman, it's totally on the levana. Now it happens to be that at a certain time the levana is smaller, but it's not directly related to the zman of the year to call it a mitzvah zman grama. It's really all totally on whether the moon is getting bigger or whether it's getting smaller. So says the Chacham Shlomo, it's not similar to other mitzvahs like lulav and sukkah, where you theoretically can do them any time of the year. Elisha Torah kavash a mitzvah sim rak b'zman mesuyim. There you could physically do the mitzvah of lulav, you could physically do the mitzvah of sukkah, but the Torah says it's only a chiyuv at a certain time of the year. That's a mitzvah seish hazman grama. But when it comes to kiddush levana, it's not that you can do it any time of the year. You can only do it by the Chiddush of Levana. So it's not directly related to any time of the year. It's directly related to the moon. And when the moon is getting big, you make the bracha. When the moon's getting small, you don't make the bracha. And therefore, Fret the Chacham Shlomo, that should not be considered a mitzvah seish hazman grama. If you skip to the next paragraph in note number one, they bring down from Moshe Feinstein that writes, Shemikom Mokom Kevan Shemavarachin Osa Rak Bizman Chiddush Shel HaLevana. Even though it's true that Chacham Shlomo is saying that you only make the bracha when the moon is getting bigger and that one is getting smaller, it's really irrelevant to the time of the month or the year. It just happens to be, it falls out at a certain time. But l'maisa, since you make the bracha only when there is the chiddush levana, shu tamid bizman kavua b'tchilas achodesh, and that is always at the beginning of the month, av shezem mitzada mitzius shemizchadeshes b'tchilas achodesh, even though that's only because of the mitzius that it gets larger at the beginning of the month, nechsheves kazman grama zakr moshe, that's still considered a mitzvah shem grama. So basically they're arguing, how exactly do we view it? Rav Moshe says, even though it's true that it's not totally directly on this zman, it's totally on the Chiddush of Levana, but since the Chiddush of Levana is always at a certain zman, Zok Rav Moshe, that's still called a mitzvah seish hazman grama. The Chacham Shlomo says not necessarily. Most mitzvah seish hazman grama are purely determined by the zman. You could do it anytime you want, the maisa mitzvah, but the time that you have the chiyuv is a specific time. But over here, you can't even do the maisa mitzvah other times, because the maisa mitzvah is a bracha on the Chiddush of Levana, which you don't have, and therefore the Chacham Shlomo argues and says, even though it's only at the beginning of the month, L'maisa, it has nothing to do be'etzem with the Torah telling you that you have to do it in the beginning of the month. You have to do it by the Chiddush HaLevana, which happens to be then. And therefore, he asks that maybe it's not considered a mitzvah seish hazman grama. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem in the next year with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.